Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman member by Ram Goldra and the Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Gimel, the second parak in Ma meeting. The Zichud Masechta Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated Zichud Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom and Zichud Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Ravina answers the contradiction posed on the previous daf that our Mishnah only prohibits leaving an animal with an idolater l'chadchila, meaning initially, because we're concerned that he may have relations with it, whereas the braisa which permits buying an akum's animal for a carbon is bidyeved, after the fact, meaning we're not concerned such relations actually took place. Ravina attempts to prove this distinction from a contradiction between our Mishnah, which prohibits a woman's seclusion with an akum because he may have relations with her, and another Mishnah which states, Ha'isha shenechbesha bidei ovde chochavim, a woman who was imprisoned in the hands of idolaters, al yidei mamun muteres lebala, if it was because of money she owed him, she's permitted to her husband and we're not concerned she had relations with him. This apparently proves that although seclusion is prohibited l'chadchila, b'di'evad we're not even concerned that she may have been forcibly violated, prohibiting a Kohen's wife to her husband. However, this proof is rejected because specifically here, when she was imprisoned for money, Misyar Mishum Hefsid Mamono, he's afraid to violate her because of the risk of losing his money. This is proven from the Sefer, which teaches that if she was imprisoned for nefashos, a capital crime, she is forbidden to her husband, and we are concerned she had relations with her jailer. Point number two, Rabbi Pedas answers that Tanaim argue if we're concerned for an akum having relations with animals, and our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer who is concerned, and the Braisa which permits buying a carbon from them is the Rabban who are not concerned. In a Mishnah about Parah Aduma, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Eni nekachas min ov de kochavim, it cannot be purchased from idolaters, but the Chachamim permit it." They presumably argue whether we're concerned that the animal is disqualified through a via. It cannot be that Rabbi Eliezer's concern is merely that the idolater placed some small burden on it, because Mishum Nichapurta Lamapsib Tuva, for a bit of resting, he would not risk losing so much money by disqualifying the Paraduma. In contrast, we are still concerned for Ravia because Yitzur Tokfo, his desire seizes him, and he may have relations with the animal anyway, despite the great loss. Rabbi Eliezer's ruling is also not limited to Paraduma, based on a drasha requiring a Paraduma to be purchased from a Jew, because Rabbi Eliezer explicitly disqualifies animals purchased from idolaters for any carbon. And point number three, Altanaim would agree that a Paraduma would be disqualified if Ravia did take place. The Gemara suggests that this proves a Paraduma is kachem mizbeach, meaning it's considered a carbon, although it's not sacrificed on the mizbeach. Had it only been kachem bedek abayis, meaning possessing only monetary kedusha, it would not be disqualified through Ravia. The Gemara responds that it actually is only kachem bedek abayis and redeemable without a mum, but it's still disqualified through Ravia because chatas kariyo rachmana. The Torah calls it a chatas, comparing it to a chatas for this law. However, the Gemara objects that if so, then yotzei dofen, meaning an animal which came out of its mother through the wall, meaning an unnatural birth, should also be disqualified like a chatas, yet Rabbi Shimon considers it valid. Therefore, the Gemara explains differently why Ravia disqualifies a paraduma, hoyo mum posoba, since a blemish disqualifies it, dvar erva vavodazor nami posoba, arias and idolatry also disqualify it. This is because the pasuk says, ki mashchasim behem mumbam, for their corruption is in them, their blemish is in them. And Rabbi Shmuel taught that the word hashchasa connotes arias and avodazora. So once again, the three points are, number one, Ravina answers a contradiction posed on the previous daf, that our Mishnah only prohibits leaving an animal with an idolater, l'chadchila, because we're concerned he may have relations with it, whereas the Braisa, which permits buying an akum's animal for a carbon, is bidyeved, after the fact, meaning we're not concerned such relations actually took place. Ravina attempts to prove this distinction from a contradiction between our Mishnah, which prohibits a woman's seclusion with an akum because he may have relations with her, and another Mishnah which states, Ha'isha shenechbesha bidei ovde chochavim, a woman who was imprisoned in the hands of idolaters, al yidei mamun muteres lebala, if it was because of money she owed him, she's permitted to her husband and we're not concerned she had relations with him. This apparently proves that although seclusion is prohibited l'chadchila, b'di'evad we're not even concerned that she may have been forcibly violated, prohibiting a Kohen's wife to her husband. However, this proof is rejected because specifically here, when she was imprisoned for money, Misyar Mishum Hefsid Mamono, he's afraid to violate her because of the risk of losing his money. This is proven from the Sefer, which teaches that if she was imprisoned for nefashos, a capital crime, she is forbidden to her husband, and we are concerned she had relations with her jailer. Point number two, Rabbi Pedas answers that Tanaim argue if we're concerned for an Akum having relations with animals, and our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer who is concerned, and the Braisa which permits buying a carbon from them is the Rabban who are not concerned. In a Mishnah about Par Aduma, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Enin nekaches min aov de kochavim. It cannot be purchased from idolaters, but the Chachamim permit it." They presumably argue whether we're concerned that the animal is disqualified through Aviyah. It cannot be that Rabbi Yez's concern is merely that the idolater placed some small burden on it, because Mishum Nichapurta Lamapsib Tuva, for a bit of resting, he would not risk losing so much money by disqualifying the Paraduma. In contrast, we are still concerned for Raviyah because Yitzru Tokfo, his desire seizes him, and he may have relations with the animal anyway, despite the great loss. Rabbi Eliezer's ruling is also not limited to Parduma, based on a drasha requiring a Parduma to be purchased from a Jew, because Rabbi Eliezer explicitly disqualifies animals purchased from idolaters for any carbon. And point number three, Altanaim would agree that a Parduma would be disqualified if Raviyah did take place. The Gemara suggests that this proves a Parduma is kachem mizbeach, meaning it's considered a carbon, although it's not sacrificed on the mizbeach. Had it only been kachem bedek abayis, meaning possessing only monetary kedusha, it would not be disqualified through Raviyah. The Gemara responds that it actually is only kachem bedek abayis and redeemable without a mum, but it's still disqualified through Raviyah because chatas kariya rachmana. The Torah calls it a chatas, comparing it to a chatas for this law. However, the Gemara objects that if so, then yotzei dofen, meaning an animal which came out of its mother through the wall, meaning an unnatural birth, should also be disqualified like a chatas, yet Rabbi Shimon considers it valid. Therefore, the Gemara explains differently why Raviyah disqualifies a paraduma, hoyo mum posoba, since a blemish disqualifies it, dvar erva v'avodazor nami posoba, arias and idolatry also disqualify it. This is because the pasuk says, ki mashchasim behem mumbam, for their corruption is in them, their blemish is in them. And Rabbi Shmuel taught that the word hashchasa connotes arias and avodazorah. All right, so now we go to our simon daf chaf gimel, and our standard simon is kugelach, which is the game the kids play. It's like playing jacks. So here goes. The kugelach champion, who used some of his winnings to pay off an akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan, flipped the red kugelach shaped like a cow in the air to seal the deal to purchase a paraduma from a nachri, but wasn't sure if the par has the status of kachem mizbeach or kachem bedek abayis. Once again, slow motion. The kugelach champion, kugelach, that must more on daf chaf gimel. The kugelach champion, he used some of his winnings to pay off an akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan. Which reminds us, a Mishnah states that Isha shenechbesha bidei ovdei kochavim, a woman who was imprisoned in the hands of idolaters, aide mamon muteres lebala. If it was because of money she owed them, she's permitted to her husband and we're not concerned she had relations with them. Because specifically when she was imprisoned for money, misyare mishum hefsid mamono, the goy is afraid to violate her because of the risk of losing his money. So the kugelach champion used some of his winnings to pay off an akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan, flipped the red kugelach shaped like a cow in the air to seal the deal to purchase a parduma from a nachri, which reminds us, in the Mishnah about parduma, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Enon nikachas min ovdei kochavim, it cannot be purchased from idolaters, but the chachamim permit it." So the kugelach champion, he used some of his winnings to pay off an akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan, flipped the red kugelach shaped like a cow in the air to seal the deal to purchase a paraduma from a nachri, but wasn't sure if the para has the status of kachem mizbeach or kachem bedek abayis, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, is a paraduma kachem mizbeach or kachem bedek abayis? So once again, the kugelach champion, he used some of his winnings to pay off an akum who had imprisoned his wife over an unpaid loan, flipped the red kugelach shaped like a cow in the air to seal the deal to purchase a paraduma from a nachri, but wasn't sure if the par has the status of kachem mizbeach or kachem bedek abayis. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf yud tes. So the simmer daf yud tes is a yacht. So here goes. The captain of the yacht. Yacht? That must be one daf. Yates. The captain of the yacht who always learned Mishlei, since that is Mashalibo Chafetz, which reminds us, Rav said, Ein Adam Loma Torah al Mamakam Shalibo Chafetz. A person can only learn Torah successfully from the area his heart desires to learn. As the Pasuk says, Kim B'Torah Seshem Chetzo, but his desire is in Hashem's Torah. The Gemara explains what happened when Levi wanted to learn Mishlei and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe wanted to learn Tehillim. So, the captain of the yacht, who always learned Mishlei, since that is Mashalibu Chafetz, guided the passengers to take a small page from Gemara in their hand to learn and constantly review. Which reminds us, Rav Huna Darshan the Pasuk, Hon Mehevel Yimat V'Kovetz Al Yad Yarbe. Wealth gained by vanity will diminish, but that gathered by hand will increase. This teaches Im Osa Adon Torah So Chavilos Chavilos. If a person makes many large bundles of his Torah, quickly amassing material without sufficient time for review, Nismayet, his learning diminishes, and he'll not remember it. Vimkobetz al yarbit, but if he gathers by hand, learning small amounts at a time, and reviewing constantly, he'll increase his learning. So the captain of the yacht, who always learned missionally, since that is Mashalibo Chafetz, guided the passengers to take a small page from Gemara in their hand to learn and constantly review. As they traveled towards Chafetz Chaim Island, where a merchant could be heard calling out, "Who wants life? Who wants life?" Which reminds us, Rabbi Alexandri once announced, "Man boy chai, man boy chai. Who wants life? Who wants life?" Everyone gathered to him and said, "Give us life." He recited to them the psukim, "Mi ish al Chafetz Chaim, who is the man who desires life? Netzoa shonchem meira, guard your tongue from speaking evil." Daf Chaf. So the Siman Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. At the Lo Sechanim Cafe, that must be more on Daf Chaf. At the Lo Sechanim Cafe, where only Jewish customers were praised and given free cups of coffee, not Nachri ones, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three different interpretations for the Isra of Lo Sechanim. Number one, Lo Sitin Lehem Chanaya Bakarka, do not give them a holding in the land. Number two, Lo Sitin Lehem Chain, you shall not grant them favor, meaning praise them. And number three, Lo Sitin Lehem Matnas Shalchinam, you shall not give them a free gift. So at the Lo Sechanim Cafe, where only Jewish customers were praised and given free cups of coffee, not Nachri ones, the owner covered his eyes so he wouldn't come to gaze at female customers, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders how Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saw an idolatrous beauty and made a bracha. Is it permitted to gaze at her? But a brisa states, "V'nishmart b'kol davara," and you shall beware of any evil thing, teaching that a man may not gaze at a beautiful woman, even an unmarried one, nor at a married woman, even an ugly one, and not at a woman's colorful clothing, nor at animals while they're mating. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Shimon saw her b'keren zavis, at a corner, and saw her inadvertently. So at the Lo Sechanim Cafe, where only Jewish customers were praised and given free cups of coffee, not Nachri ones, the owner covered his eyes so he wouldn't come to gaze at female customers and brewed his specialty Zahiros and Zrizos brands of coffee. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Brisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair's progression for spiritual growth, beginning with Torah brings to Zahiros and Zahiros brings to Zrizos. Daf Chaf Av. So the similar Daf Chaf Av is a car, because Bostonians pronounce car ka. So here goes. The idolater who drove his ka, that must be on Daf Chaf Alef. The idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rimer says, "Ein maskirin lehem batim b'Eretz Yisrael," we may not rent houses to Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, vein tzarech lomar sados, and it goes without saying that fields may not be rented to them there. Rabbi Yossi says we may rent houses to them in Eretz Yisrael, but not fields. Rimer's language indicates that the prohibition against renting fields is more severe than that of renting houses. This is because renting fields may lead to selling them, which would involve two transgressions. Chada chanias karka, one, giving the akum a holding in the land, the chada de Mafka will have a miser, and another that removes the field from miser obligations. So the idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, decided to take the road to Syria to where at least he could rent a house, which reminds us the Gemara discusses selling and renting properties in Syria. So the idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, decided to take the road to Syria to where at least he could rent a house, after being told that renting Beryl's bathhouse was also out of the question, which reminds us, in a brisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Lo yiskor adam merchatzu over kochavim." A person may not rent his bathhouse to an idolater, mifnei shenikra al shmo, because it's known by his name, meaning people know it belongs to the Jew, and the akum will do melacha in it on Shabbos and Yantov, which people assume the Jewish owner instructed him to do for him. Daf Chabes. So the Simmer Daf Chabes is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. The taxi cab partnership, taxi cab, that must be on Daf Chabes, cab. The taxi cab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, which reminds us, a brisa states that if a Jew and an Akum accepted a field for sharecropping, the Jew cannot tell the idolater, "Take your portion of the work and do it on Shabbos, and I'll do my work on Sunday." Since half of each day's work is incumbent upon each partner, the Akum is performing the Jew's work for him on Shabbos. But if they stipulated from the beginning that the Akum would work on Shabbos and the Jew on Sunday, it is permitted because the Jew is never responsible for work on Shabbos. So the taxicab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, and the Yid didn't allow his sheep to ride alone with the Goy, which reminds us, the second parak begins, "Ein ma'amin behema bebundaku shel ovdei chochavim." We may not leave an animal in the stable of idolaters' inns, mifnei shechashudin ahoravia, because they're suspected of having relations with animals, and the owner would violate lifnei iver for facilitating the idolater's transgression. So the taxi cab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, and the Yid did not allow his sheep to ride alone with the Goy, because the Goy's ancestors did not stand at Har Sinai and Lepaska Zumasan. Which reminds us, the Gemara teaches Chavivin Alehen Behemten Shel Yisrael Yosim Min Neshosehen. Animals of Yisrael are preferable to Ovdei Avodah Zorah over their wives. Rav Yochanan explained the reason, because when the Nachash had relations with Chava, Hitoba Zahuma, he cast impurity into her. The Gemara asks why this Zahuma did not impact Jews, and answers, Yisrael She'amdu Har Sinai Paska Zuhasan. Yisrael who stood at Har Sinai and accepted the Torah, their impurity ended, just like all their defects were. Idolaters who did not stand at Har Sinai retained their Zuhuma. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you want about the Maisa of Elazar ben Dordia? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff does Gemara bring the Brice of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer? And we learned that Zahirus brings to Zrizus. That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we have Machos? Whether one can purchase a par Duma from an Akum? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss if par Duma is Kadshe Mizbech or Kadshe Bedek Abayis? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff does Gemara discuss whether it's permitted to attend various events such as stadiums, and if they're forbidden as a Moshev Leitzim, a session of scoffers? That's on Daf Yudchas. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have mocho is whether one can purchase a par duma from an akum? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf does Gemara bring 3 interpretations for the Isra of Osa Chaneim? That's on daf Chav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that a woman who was imprisoned in the hands of idolaters, Ayide Mamun Muteres Lebala, if it was because of money she owed them, she's permitted to her husband? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss the problem of leaving one's animal with an idolater because of the concern of Revia? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you learn that Yisrael She'amdu Har Sinai, the yin that stood by Har Sinai, Paska Zuhumasan, their impurity ended? That's on daf Chabez. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.